Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hi there. This is K-Town. And now for this paranormal news segment with Heidi Hollis.
Our first story comes from RD.com. It is titled, 13 Haunted House Mysteries No One Can Explain. These creepy houses already look like perfect locations for a haunt, but they also hide dark and horrible secrets. Myrtle's Plantation, St. Francisville, Louisiana. Just how many murders and deaths have occurred in Myrtle's Plantation in Louisiana is up for debate. Some say it's as many as 10, while others think the only murder was one of the owners who got shot on his own property. However, there is a legend that one of the former slaves on the plantation killed her master's family and still haunts the grounds, though no one knows for sure. Pittock Mansion, Portland, Oregon. The Pittock Mansion now belongs to the city, but many believe it's still the property of the ghosts who are said to reside there. Unlike other stories of haunted houses, this one has friendly ghosts. The mystery here, then, is why they are still there. Why do they make themselves known to people if nothing bad happened? Why haunt the mansion? It's a good question. The Winchester Mystery House, San Jose, California. With the word mystery in its name, the Winchester House has a good reason for its reputation. Sarah Winchester, heiress to the Winchester rifle fortune, continued construction on this house after her husband and infant child had passed with the purpose of creating a mystery. A psychic had told her that her family died because the spirits of the people who died by Winchester rifles were angry. By continuing to add rooms and wings to her home, she could give these spirits a place to go. Sarah believed that the confusing passageways that turned on themselves and staircases that led nowhere would confuse and trap the evil spirits. If you think that's spooky, there are more chilling ghost stories that are absolutely true out there, just like this. Limp Mansion, St. Louis, Missouri. Once one of the wealthiest families in the United States, the Lemps' legacy is now death and mystery. They earned an immense fortune thanks to their brewery, but luck was not on their side. Numerous untimely family deaths plagued the mansion. The most haunting mystery of all is the legend of William Limp Jr. Spawned a deformed child with a prostitute and kept the boy hidden away in the attic for his entire life. That's horrific. The Lizzie Borden House, Fall River, Massachusetts. Everyone knows about Lizzie Borden's acts and her 40-plus whacks thanks to the ghoulish children's rhyme. So did she really chop up her own parents? While she was officially acquitted of all charges during her lifetime, the debate still continues today No one knows for certain what really happened in that house and whether Lizzie was a normal young lady or a cold-blooded killer. Whaley House, San Diego, California. Now a museum and landmark, this property has had a long history of hauntings due to the number of people who were hanged there and the suicide of Violet Whaley in 1885. The most striking story is one of a man called Yankee Jim who was hanged there after committing a serious crime and still haunts the premises. Yikes. McPike Mansion, Alton, Illinois. The entire town of Alton, Illinois is known for its paranormal activity. The McPike Mansion is Alton's most well-known haunted house, as dozens of people have reported strange phenomena there. The spirits of all of the previous owners are thought to haunt the property. Some say that it's part of a Native American curse, while others say it is because it was on old stop on the famous Underground Railroad. Governor William Sprague Mansion, Cranston, Rhode Island. The Sprague Mansion has been haunted for many years. The wine cellar and the doll room. Oof. Yes, a room filled with dolls are the two rooms with the most reported supernatural activity. No kidding. Legend also says that a ghost named Charlie the Butler haunts the place because he is still angry at his wealthy employer for refusing a marriage between their two children. Franklin Castle, Cleveland, Ohio. This Ohio home has all kinds of terrible history attached to it, from the deaths of several infants to the executions of German Nazis taking up residence there. There is no short supply of mysteries and ghosts. It is one of the most haunted and one of the most tragic houses in America. But how does it compare to the most haunted colleges in America? Interesting question. Oh, here's the worst. The Amityville Horror House, Amityville, New York. The murders of six members of the DeFeo family and the following haunting of the Lutz family has made the Amityville House world famous. It has inspired several horror films with its stories of demons, possessions, and more. Did the supernatural cause all of these deaths and hauntings? Or was it just a man? Woodburn Mansion, Dover, Delaware. The story goes that a little girl was found dead. How sad. In the fountain of the Woodburn Mansion during the inauguration of Delaware's governor. People also say that soldiers from the Revolutionary War still raid the place for all the drink they can find. If haunted mysteries are your thing, there are truly some disturbing stories out there. The Murder House, Boise, Idaho. Not very original in name, but it gets the point across. The Murder House of Boise, Idaho is so named because in 1987, a dead man was found inside, chopped to pieces, and no one is sure why. They say his soul still haunts the house and will do so forever. Ferry Plantation House, Virginia Beach, Virginia. It is said that more than 10 spirits lurk around the Ferry Plantation House, including ghosts of those who died in a ferry wreck. A woman thought to have been a witch was killed there too and also haunts the premises. That's it for now. I'm Heidi Hollis. If you've experienced something scary or need some advice about it, reach out to me at mysteriousradio.com or heidihollis.com. And remember to keep checking under your bed so you won't forget to say your prayers at night.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.